This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Our conversation with Mudiwa on Money Mondays, as well as Junior jumping onto our traffic. What do we have for today?
Okay, Money Mondays. So today we're speaking financial indicators. Now, people may hear at the end of the news bulletin every now and then Lerato Mohato speaks of financial indicators, the rand to the dollar, the rand to the pound, as well as, you know, quite a lot of currencies to do with, you know, being on news and what our current rand is rating at in the market, that sort of stuff. Now, Mudiwa is here to break it down for us and tell us exactly what that means. And we welcome him to the show. Mudiwa, thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, welcome to the VARFM Drive. We want to talk about financial indicators. What are financial indicators?
Financial indicators are literally that. They sort of indicate, you know, where a particular measure is. You can just think of it. Some people say it's like a pulse check. Some people say it's just a quick reading of a certain aspect, you know, of the economy. So whether you're talking about, let's say, the rand versus the dollar, that's a very quick indicator that someone can take, you know. And depending on who you are, it can tell you, you know, some things about the South African economy, for example, in relation to that of the U.S.
Okay.
Now, you're also mentioning the fact that they say so much about the economy. So we are establishing the importance of then financial indicators. But beyond the economy, why do we need these financial indicators?
I think the big issue, if anyone has ever sat to listen to business news, there's always a number of indicators that they give out. You know, currencies, especially the three big currencies, the euro, the pound, and the US dollar. You often hear about commodity prices, gold is trading at this, platinum, you know, all of these things. And every once in a while, other indicators might come out, like the unemployment rate, for example. So the big issue is that there's so much going on in the economy, so much news, so little time. How do we condense that in ways that are easy for people to easily just gauge, you know, certain pieces of the economy to say, okay, cool, South Africa currently has an unemployment rate of 32 or 33%, right? Before we get into the nitty-gritty, someone just has that baseline piece of information that helps them to sort of understand what's going on.
Makes a lot of sense. So this is in comparison to a lot of countries when it comes to do with how we're performing financially, which makes a lot of great sense. Now, something that I need for you and I to make sense of is the currencies that we currently have, financial indicators that we currently have. Can you please give us a list of at least maybe four financial indicators to make sense of, you know, the listener who's listening right now and thinking to themselves, I hear Mudiwa, but I don't understand what he's actually saying.
I think anyone, if you sit and listen, like I said, watch or listen to business news, some good indicators to look at is, for example, the rand versus the dollar. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that is because South Africa is what's called an exporting economy, especially for commodities, gold, platinum, etc. So there's a big mining sector in South Africa, and the US dollar to the rand to the dollar, for example, gives you a quick indicator to say, okay, cool. If you're a miner and you sell your gold or you sell your platinum, this is how much you're going to get for it. That's why, you know, something like that is important. At the same time, South Africa imports a lot of things from the rest of the world. So just having that piece of information helps you to sort of understand, you know, how much money you could potentially make or lose on a particular transaction. Even just the simple act of going online to buy a pair of shoes from Amazon, because all of that, those conversions are going to have to be done. Another one is the JSE All Share. Some people say it as OZALSHI. Mm-hmm. And that's basically, that just gives you what the aggregate movement of the stock market has been in a week, a month, or a year, right? So if you just want to know what's going on in the stock market, good indicator. And then you have your other indicators like the price of gold, the price of platinum, the price of silver, etc. Once again, South Africa is a big, you know, mining sort of country, so those are always good indicators to see, because if the gold price is down, then, you know, then it means there's less money coming to a lot of the mining houses. So down the line, you can say Anglo Gold, et cetera, they're not going to make as much money as they did the year before. What does that mean for employment? You know, think about it. And then the last one is what the code is, the general ones that will come out periodically. So, for example, you have your CPI or your inflation. You've got your unemployment figures that will come out. And then you have your GDP or gross domestic product numbers that will come out. Usually those come out every quarter, but the other ones that I've just mentioned usually are being tracked literally on a continuous basis.
Okay.
Wow.
Makes a lot of sense.
There's always something to learn.
All the
economics,
time.
Economics, economics, economics. Mudiwa Gabaza, thank you so much for joining us here on the VFM Drive. Our listeners will also catch you this coming Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on the Business Bus. Thank you for always educating us. But otherwise, we shall check in with you again on Money Mondays in the coming Monday. Thank you for having this conversation.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vfm.co.za.